I'm Rona Tarrant. Search and rescue teams are combing through communities looking for victims of Hurricane Michael after it left a trail of destruction, killing at least 6 people in 3 states. Florida Governor Rick Scott said the storm had caused unbelievable devastation, and the priority for the moment was looking for survivors among residents who didn't evacuate. The office of Cardinal Sean O'Malley has said he will send a series of investigative reports into alleged mismanagement in the Diocese of Buffalo to the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States. An investigative reporter with WKBW, Charlie Specht, said he sent a 3-part series about Bishop Richard Malone to Cardinal O'Malley, who reviewed the series and said it should be reviewed by church authorities with oversight and jurisdiction for the diocesan leadership in Buffalo. Bishop Richard Malone, a former auxiliary bishop in Boston, is facing calls to step down over his handling of cases of clergy sexual abuse. The remains of a gay college student whose murder became a symbol of homophobic violence will be interred in Washington National Cathedral 20 years after his death. Matthew Shepard was kidnapped, robbed, beaten and left to die in Wyoming in 1998. On October 26, Shepard will be interred at the Episcopal Church's Washington National Cathedral in a private ceremony following a public remembrance service. A report on Catholic campus ministry at U.S. colleges and university found nearly non-existent ministry at the nation's community colleges. The report, issued by U.S. bishops, surveyed around 1,000 campus ministers across the country. It called for more uniform certification standards, as well as closer collaboration for campus ministers who operate under different models. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.